This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Taliban now say they do not want to monopolize power, but they do insist that they won't be any peace in Afghanistan until there is a new negotiated government in Kabul and President Ashraf Ghani is gone. In an interview with the Associated Press, the Taliban spokesman Swail Said Shaheen, who's also a member of the group's negotiating team, laid out the insurgent stance on what and who should be taking control. The Taliban have swiftly captured territory in recent weeks, seized strategic border crossings, and they're threatening a number of provincial capitals. Advances that come as the last U.S. and NATO soldiers leave Afghanistan. Firefighters on Friday declared that the end of their search for bodies at the site of a collapsed Florida condo building, and it's been a painstaking job removing layers of dangerous debris that were piled several stories high. A June 24th collapse of the Oceanside Shemlina Towers South killed 97 people, with at least one more missing yet to be identified. The site has also been mostly swept flat, and the rubble moved to a Miami warehouse, although forensic scientists are still unclear, including examining the debris at the warehouse. There are no use of any more bodies to be found where the building once stood. This is VOA News. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has made a rare visit to Tibet as authorities tighten controls over the Himalayan region's traditional Buddhist culture, accompanied by an accelerated drive for economic development. State media say Xi Jinping visited sites in the capital, including the former palace that was home to the Dalai Lamas, Tibet's traditional leaders. China has in recent years stepped up controls over Buddhist monasteries and expanded education, Tibetan country. Critics of such policies are routinely detained and can receive long prison terms, especially if they have been convicted of association with the Dalai Lama. The 2020 Olympics officially opened on Friday with a barrage of fireworks, nods to Japan's history and culture, as well as memorizing drone displays at Tokyo's night sky. Of course, all of this happened without any mask. The pomp of these two games, unlikely to escape its circumstance, namely that the quadrennial event is being staged a year late in front of empty grandstands against the will of many in Japan and all the risk of infection for those involved. Athletes paraded onto Tokyo's National Stadium Friday night, cheered by competitors or the performers lining their route. The variant that is boosting cases and the COVID-19 pandemic now says that there's a new poll. People don't trust it so much that they are not getting the COVID-19 vaccine. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research found 45% of the unvaccinated adults surveyed say they definitely will not get a shot, and 35% say they probably won't. Just 3% say they definitely will get the vaccine, and another 16% say they probably will. Those not likely to get a shot express doubts the vaccines will work against the aggressive Delta variant, despite evidence they do. I'm Ben Thomas.
There's more available at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.